Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baitrol 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baitrol 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baitrol 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baitrol100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here this morning. And, well, cattle futures ending lower yesterday.
Yes, unfortunately, Dave, we saw another session of downside and negative closes. The cattle complex is still and has been lacking any type of fresh price positive news after to help it as it continues to slide lower. Live cattle right down there on the lows of the week yesterday. The feeder cattle were negative all day long, saw the largest losses. We saw choice box beef drop 99 cents yesterday, selects down $2.89, total movement of 186 loads, cattle kill 111,000 head, cash feeder index down $1.20. Just nothing out there to get excited about. We've yet to see any cash trade take place in our feed yards. The hog market did manage to close mixed yesterday. On the close, August live cattle were 52 cents lower yesterday. August feeders down 85. August lean hogs 70 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's check our grain futures now here this morning. And, well, overall yesterday, corn about the only positive thing. Everything else was negative on Thursday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We also saw yesterday the wheat, corn, and soybeans with early upside. Then they turned negative and traded negative. And as Dave said, only the corn managed to close positive, and it was only slightly positive, while we saw our wheat and soybeans close negative. The markets also heard news yesterday that South America's selling of soybean meal might be taking place in the southeast part of our U.S., and that Mexico has been buying wheat from France. Mexico is one of our better wheat customers. Now, trading in the grains overnight has been mostly lower at the moment. September KC wheat's down 5.25. December corn down 3.25. November soybeans down 5 cents. December cotton 24 points lower. August crude oil down 44 cents. The September dollar index is down 10 cents. And September Dow Jones futures 5 points lower at the moment.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866 Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We certainly appreciate that here today. And have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.